Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, what's happening, what's happening, what's happening? It's your boy, the DJ Summer. You are now tuned in to Street Monsters Radio. You heard me. Coming up, we might have David G. I don't know for sure. If not, we have Michael Hayes coming up. But y'all already know how I like to get down, baby. Let's go ahead and get into this mix, man. This is J. Cole, Metal Child. I'll let
you.
You
good,
T-Money?
Niggas been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit, the real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit, the game is off balance, I'm back on my shit, the Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it, you all on my dick, I'm all in my bag, it's hard as it get, I do not throw powder, I might take a sip, I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip, I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish, I roll with some fiends, I love them to death, I got a few mil, but not all of them rich, what good is the bread if my niggas is broke, what good is first class if my niggas can't. That's my next mission, that's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my niggas more chips. Just put the rollie right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this. To act like two legends cannot coexist. But I never beef with a nigga for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gonna be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame. It won't be cause my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers. It won't be cause some niggas slid in my lane. Everything grows, it's destined to change. I love you little niggas, I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you know money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm thanking you now. I was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the greats, I'm the greatest right now. Fuck if you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gon' be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice. Niggas been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit, the real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit, the game is off balance, I'm back on my shit, the Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it, you all on my dick. I just poured something in my cup, I've been wanting something I can feel, promise I am never letting up, money. Put it on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand, I'm dead in the middle of two generations. I'm little bro and big bro all at once. Just left the lab with young 21 Savage. I'm about to go on me, jigger for lunch. Had a long talk with the young nigga Kodak. Reminded me of young niggas from Ville. Straight out the project, no faking, just honest. I wish that he had more guidance for real. Too many niggas in cycle of jail. Spending their birthdays inside of a cell. We coming from a long bloodline of trauma. We raised by our mamas, Lord, we gotta heal. We hurting our sisters, the babies as well. We killing our brothers, they poison the well. Distorted self-image, we set it up. I'ma make sure that the real gon' prevail, nigga. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm don't make you real. Put it on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't pistol in your hand don't make you real.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block, it's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
She was walking in and she looked up and noticed he was nameless. He was homeless, she asked him his name and told him what hers was. He gave her a story about life with a glint in his eye and a corner of a smile. One conversation, a simple moment, the things that change us if we notice when we look up sometimes. They said I would never make it, but I was built to break the mold. The only dream that I've been chasing is my own. I sing a song for the hustlers trading at the bus stop. Single mothers waiting on a check to come. Young teachers, student doctors, sons on the front line knowing they don't get to. the kitchen, talking to the driver about his wife and his children, on a run from a country where they put you in prison for being a woman and speaking your mind. And she looked in his eyes in the mirror and he smiled. One conversation, a single moment, the things that change us if we notice when we look up sometimes. Single mothers waiting on a check to come, young teachers, student doctors, sons on the front line knowing they don't get to run. This goes up to the underdog. Keep on keeping at what you love and you'll find that someday soon enough you will rise up, rise up,
broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
What's happening, what's happening, what's happening, man? My fault, man. This is your boy, the DJ Spit Summer. You are now tuned in to Street Monsters Radio, man. Listen, I got one of my childhood friends on the line right now. Rudy, what's happening?
Yo, what it is, what it is?
Yeah, talk to me nice, yes?
Yeah, man, shoot, man, I'd like to give a shout-out to the whole city, the whole North Carolina. First of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to you, my boy, Octane. Fix that.
Right. Come on, talk to me nice.
Shoot, man, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody, man.
Man, listen, stay on the line with me, man. Coming up next, man, this is 704 Chop Thinking. I'll let us.
I know I ain't made them try.
They say a nigga from a city where they never made it. They gon' always say what you came. It's like it's a lock on the game, but I know I can break them chains. It's like it's my mom, mother blame, cause I know a man what she raised. I know we ain't one and the same, cause most of you ain't gon'
change. So I've been thinking about my niggas on the road, and I've been thinking about my niggas dead and gone. But I ain't got no time to talk, I'm on the call. And I can't play about that paper, Lord knows. Gotta find a way to make the world feel me like it's cold. Like the dice on the floor, I swear we on the road. So ain't got no time for the fake shit, that's why I'm all alone. Life come around way too quick and then your ass be gone. Kept my faith in the Lord, Lord, I just pray I make it home. You know that karma real, I know you gon' reap what you sow. And I got questions for my exes, but ain't no explanations on. I was stressing, God been blessing, I ain't stressing her no more. I hope you choke on all them lies that you spoke. Been striving for perfection, but it's like God losing hope. I wonder am I destined or will my time come and go. Like this the bottom line, wonder if that's all that she wrote, hey. And I've been thinking about my niggas dead and gone. And I've been thinking about my niggas up the road. And I ain't got no time to talk, I'm on the go. And I can't play about that paper, only Lord knows. So I've been thinking about my niggas up the road. And I've been thinking about my niggas dead and gone. But I ain't got no time to talk, I'm on the go. And I can't play about that paper, Lord knows. Gotta find a way to make the world feel me
it like it's cold. Like the dice on the floor, I swear we on the road. So ain't got no time for the fake shit, that's why I'm howling home. Life come around way too quick and then your ass be gone.
You know, they say pain temporary, struggle necessary, success make you legendary. The Lord is he fell.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street. Street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip hop, and R&B music.
Yo, shout out to Spit Sound Radio. Shout out to my boy Octane. Shout out to my boy DeAndre. Shout out to my boy Trey. Shout out to the whole Hindwood. Shout out to the whole QC. Shout out to the whole North Carolina. We in here. Spit Sound Radio. We out.
Thinking about my grandmama and shit. I got the number one record, they acknowledge the jit. They going crazy when they play it, head bobbing and shit. And I'm just someone fucked up thinking about my father and shit. They found him dead a couple days before I started to the same day. I flew back to the city from Miami. I was out there with the fam, just looking at my door, thinking to myself like, damn, my baby looks just like my dad. Same time I got the news, my shit went number one, that's fucked up. That shit there was confusing a little bit. You know I flew in with the stick. Okay, like, let me know what's up before I lose it in this bitch. And everybody trying to talk, I ain't trying to talk, I'm trying to click. I'm trying to send somebody with somebody. Let me know what's happening. I let some KRK curse. You know how I rock behind my dad. You know I never gave a fuck about the words. It's about my fan. How the fuck I make it to the top? The same day I lost the nigga that had it. I nigga perform on BET and a year ago couldn't afford a sound. I had to move in with TG when I went broke moving out the cash. You know about smiling every day for all your fans act like you have it. I spent 100,000 laying my daddy to rest, but I ain't brag. I got some questions I'ma die about respect if I don't get asked. My mama stood up in the chest, took it like a G when she had cancer. My brother be thinking that we don't love him and let him struggle like we ain't fan. Like I won't give up all I got to see you happy, nigga. We shot the world, everybody know what's happening, nigga. I'm still Lil John John, my song it just went platinum, nigga. We on our own time, let's go move out to Cali, nigga. Put the kids in homeschool, let's go get us a mansion, nigga. Let's raise our kids right, let's watch the shit we teach them, nigga. Let's start a business for you so they can't say that you leeching, nigga. Hiding on the chosen one, cause sometimes when I be speaking, nigga, like on this song, I ain't rapping, I'm preaching. If nigga. I love you, then I need
let's
ya.
Go.
I fuck with you like Martin, fuck with Gina. We family like we Venus and Serena.
Hey.
Let's go get married like we think I didn't Kenesha.
Okay.
Don't give a fuck about the words about my people.
Bad.
I don't care what the fuck they told you, we ain't equal. Niggas ain't cut from the same cloth these niggas see through.
Hey.
And I be too busy doing me to see what he do, nigga. Yeah, verse 2, that little nigga from the other side.
Uh-huh.
And I do it myself, whenever I ride, you know that my brothers ride.
Okay.
And I still got a lot of shit on my mind that I can't undecide.
Yeah, yeah.
Got me ready to slide, feeling like Doughboy when his brother
boys
died.
In the hood,
you know how I step, you know how I rep, you know about baby,
you
nigga.
Know about baby.
You know how I'm coming back for that cross if you ever play me, nigga.
Yeah,
you know how I got it about the mud and turned it to gravy, nigga.
Huh?
It hit the rap game like crack cocaine in the 80s, nigga.
Fuck you niggas talking about, bro, like,
oh my God. Baby on baby, now that's baby on baby.
God is great,
big dog. Baby. He going baby on baby on baby.
Huh?
Yeah.
Rest in peace to my daddy. Rest in peace to my grandma.
If I love you, then I need ya. I fuck with you like Martin fuck with Gina.
Nah.
We family like we Venus and Serena.
Hey.
Let's go get married like we think I didn't Kenesha.
Okay.
Don't give a fuck about the words about my people.
I don't care what the fuck they told you, we ain't equal.
Niggas ain't cut from the same cloth, these niggas see through.
Hey.
And I be too busy doing me to see what he do, nigga.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street.
Street,
playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
Yeah, 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 this is your boy, the DJ Spit Summon. You are now tuned in to Street Monsters Radio, man. Big shout-out to the homie, my homie, my childhood friend, man. You know, like my left hand right there. I mean, my right hand, my left hand, it doesn't matter, though. That's my dog. But this is DJ Spit Summon. And you are now tuned into Street Monsters Radio. For those that want their music played, man, please email the official spitsumradio at gmail.com. That is spelled SPITSUMRADIO. But we're going to keep this mix moving, man. I know we're going to go up and we're going to go down. This is Drake. How about now? Keep it locked.
That's what I'm talking about, though. Like, you don't even fucking link nobody no more. You just dash me away like a catty. Yo, you cheese me, dog.
Always felt like my vision being bigger than a bigger picture. Crazy how you gotta wait until it's dark out to see who really with you. Crazy how even when it misses, shit'll come back around and get you. Crazy like all my niggas. Crazy like all my niggas. Remember I deleted all my other girls' numbers out the phone for you. Remember when you had to take the bar exam, I drove in the snow for you. Yeah, you probably don't remember half the shit a nigga did for you. Yeah, you ain't really fuck with me way back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah, you thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now? Yeah, always been daddy's little angel. I bought your dad a bunch of shit for Christmas, he ain't even say thank you. I had no money left from acting, I was focused on the music. I used to always try and burn your CDs and my new shit. You be like, who's this? I be like, me, girl. You be like, oh, word, true shit. Then ask if we could listen to Ludacris. Them car rides made me feel like I was losing it. Yeah, made me feel like I ain't have it like that. I was average like that. Started drinking way more than I used to. People form habits like that, girl. Yeah. Man enough to tell you I was hurt that year. I'm not even Christian. I still went to church that year. Guess I just had to pretend that year. I ain't even see my friends that year. Places that I should have been. You ain't really fuck with me way back then. But how about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah. You thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now?
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street. Street. Playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
Yeah, what's happening? What's happening? It's your boy, the DJ Spit Summer. If you don't know what y'all tuned in, man, this is Street Monsters Radio. I want to take the time out to go ahead and salute the 494 listeners that we have live right now. Coming up next, man, we have my mentor, one of the realest people you can ever meet in life. So it's an honor to have on the station right now. But what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and get into this song. It's called, you know, Kendrick Lamar, the DNA. But still, man, because we have Michael Hayes, it's definitely a special interview that's about to go down, man. I have him here. But like I said, for those that don't know, man, this is Street Monsters Radio, and I am your host, the DJ Spit. If you want your music played on the air, please email the official Sumradio. Radio. That is STITSUMRADIO. I got
loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts a kiss to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert, and extra lit mean an extra work. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff, gonna plead this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth when the prophet says, I got loyalty, got royalty inside
this is
my DNA.
I say that hip hop has done more damage to young African Americans than race has done in recent years.
I live about my DNA. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker of America. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, your DNA an abomination. This how I this when you in the matrix, out your bullets, reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the pillar, sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors, peaches out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, Godfather goes, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eat it for a daughter's rock, wearing sandals, yoga on the Monday, stretches in the planet, watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never owned, I don't camera safe, I don't compromise, I just penetrate, sex, money, murder, these are the breaks, these are the times, level number 9, look up in the sky, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, motherfucker, I got winners on the way, you ain't shit without a buddy on your belt, you ain't shit without a ticket on your plate, you ain't sick enough to put it on yourself, you ain't rich enough to hit the ladder skate, tell me when destruction gonna be my fate, gonna be a fake, gonna be a fake, peace to the world, let it rotate, sex, money, murder, IDA.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block, it's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
What's happening, man? This is your boy, did the DJ Spit Summon once again. Y'all know. Man, listen, let me take the time out. We have 512 listeners right now. So let me take the time out to salute to y'all, man. But we have Mr. Hayes. Hello, Mr. Hayes.
Yo, what's good, my brother? How are you?
Man, talk to me. So
can you hear me?
For those that don't know about Mr. Hayes, man, tell them a little something about Michael Hayes.
All right, so can you hear me? Am I clear?
Yeah, you clear.
Okay, that's what's up. So my name is Michael Hayes, man. I in Asheville, North Carolina. That's where I reside. Born in Winston-Salem, but raised here in Asheville. I executive director of the Urban Arts Institute, as well as the Umoja Health, Wellness, and Justice Collective. A hip-hop head to the day I die. Man, I'm on a lot of different boards. I work with a lot of different people. Right now, my movement is for our people to understand what healing looks like. We've been traumatized for so many generations. We've never actually, and everybody always call us resilient. Black people are so resilient, especially our black mothers. Our black women are always resilient, but we've never gotten an opportunity to just address what resiliency means.
So how can we address it right now?
First we have to understand that everything that happened from the time that we were kidnapped from over in our homeland to slavery, to Jim Crow, even to now with the preschool to prison pipeline going strong, that we have always been oppressed. If you look at gentrification, urban renewal in every different city, it's always us that suffer. So we have to understand that has traumatized us in a way that it has left us being ineffective. Now, some of us have the opportunity to understand that we can go to college and we take advantage of that. But there are some of us who still revel in the fact that because we don't know, we don't have to show. So we have to, first of all, be aware of the fact that we have been traumatized from racial oppression, generational, and then start holding ourselves accountable after we get the healing that we need. And right now, we got to be in the process of healing. And this has nothing to do with us not wanting to heal. It's the fact that we have not become aware of the fact that we need healing.
So how can we heal?
How can we heal? There's a few people that I work with that have like said some very prominent things that really stick to me on a day-to-day basis. My homegirl Alice Dixon, who is a barber, who's also the co-host of my radio show Soul to Soul, which is on 100.7 WRAS-FM here in Asheville, she says that we've been collectively traumatized, so we have to collectively heal. So that's the first thing. It's like us really being aware of the fact that we've been traumatized. And then we collectively like start these healing circles so we can process how the trauma has affected us. I mean, you know, your story, you've been to the training. Your story has been, you know, the way you resonate with how everything that happened to you built up to the moment to where you are now. See, because you became aware. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right there. You got it. You got that.
Yeah, so then you were able to push through, persevere, and all of a sudden come up with this brand new career, and everything is, it's not to say that the trauma doesn't exist, but now you know how to handle it a different way, where sometimes you have to express it in like some people call a negative way, but it's not a negative way. It's the way that you feel like expressing it. You see what I'm saying? So we have to get to the point where everything is not going to be comfortable for us. There are going to be uncomfortable conversations. There are going to be conversations that come up to make us realize, like, you know, damn, I shouldn't have made that move, you know, things like that. But after we sit in that uncomfort, then we start unpacking why we made those general moves, why we made those moves that were so negative, that had such a negative impact on our lives. Then we start moving toward a healing process. So how do we heal? It really goes from person to person or group to group. It has to be some of us that understand what trauma is, how we can talk about it, and then how we can start unpacking it.
Okay, so right now, as a young black man, though, I don't know how old you are. I know you're like double my age, you know. But at the end
I'm
of the
old
day,
head.
As a young black man, though, how can the young black man put that in perspective, though? What I mean by that, because like nowadays, like they see somebody going up, they want to bring them down, you know. Like it's no unity, because at the end of the day, if you're from a different hood, then you're from a different hood. Like I said in one of my poems, you know, like this exclusive, hello for those who's listening. Yeah, I do poetry, you know. Like when
yes,
I said in one of my poems, it was like, express yourself and still get your ass whooped. You feel me? Like nowadays, we don't have that safe space to actually speak on it. You feel me? So, like,
right.
What can we do besides like getting into a group, you know? What can we do as an individual to actually learn how we can heal within our own trauma?
So, as an individual, first of all, I'm going to use my story because I was once young before I became an old head. And for me, it doesn't change, because after I heard my father's story, who is triple your age, it made me realize that every generation goes through the exact same thing, especially if you don't talk about it. So from my father not sharing what he went through as a child, and my father's from Birmingham, Alabama. My father had the dog sicked on him by Bull Connor. My father went through not only the civil rights movement, my father experienced Jim Crow, and my father persevered from that. But what he didn't do was share with me. Now, Spit something, the whole deal about your generation is that people like me, for a long period of time, we failed to be able to connect with you all. And it's not all of us, but people like me, because I was in and out of prison a whole lot of the times, so I should have been out connecting with young bucks that where I could have changed their perspective and had them understanding that there are some things in life that you're going to go through and it's not going to be fair to you. But there's also some things in life that you never asked for, and that's the trauma. See, the trauma, nobody asks for the trauma. Nobody asks for those situations that traumatizes us. You don't ask for that. We don't go looking for that shit. It happens. But because we never knew how to process it, we process it in such a negative way, be it violence, be it substance misuse, be it going into withdrawal, be it depression, be it murder, be it suicide. Black people are more accustomed to that because, number one, for generations we was always taught that, okay, mental health has always been taboo in the black community. So asking about mental or asking for help with mental health has always been taboo. So that means as a black man, you were considered weak. You were considered, unmanly. But see, that's bullshit. Because if we don't unpack those things that hinder us, sooner or later we will explode. If you look at the school system right now, we're looking at young men young boys who start off at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old playing sports. And the first thing that's taught is like when they get hit or they make a hit and they start crying, oh, you don't cry. No, that's toxic to our little boys, but we've been raised that way for so long. So when you've been raised that way for so long that you don't cry when you're a little boy, sooner or later, all those things, all those feelings that you've been hiding or that you've been like pushing down, sooner or later they have to come out. And this is just your body. This is not your mind saying it. Your body is saying, okay, I have to release all of these things that you've been oppressing, that you've been pushing down. They have to come out. They're either going to come out with outlandish behavior. They're going to come out with crying. They're going to come out with you trying to, like, get some drugs to keep pushing that feeling down. But they have to come out. So the one thing that we can do right now, one thing I can tell my young black men to do, is start talking to your homeboys. Those homeboys that you say love you and you love them, start sharing with them some shit that's really bothering you, some things that some trauma that you've really been through, and start letting it out. Because the more we hold it in, then that's the less opportunity we have to have things poured into us.
Yeah, that's major.
And that's,
I definitely agree with that. But Mr. Hayes, we got to get into this next song real quick, though. Please stay
no
on
doubt.
Line. No, man, this is your boy, the DJ Spit Summer. You are within two screen monsters ready. We have Michael Hayes on the line, y'all. You guys do not understand. Like, listen, shout out to the 600 listeners that we're pulling in right now. But what we're going to do right now, man, we're going to play this Chris Marquise, Pain in My Soul, Mr. Hayes.
Hey, look, do your thing, Spit Summer.
So much pain in my soul, it's so hard to let go. But the God that I know never ever let me go. So much pain in my soul, it's so hard to let go. But the God that I know will never ever let me go. When my mama died and then my daddy died, I never seen the look I seen in my grandma's eyes. She said, son, I'm tired. I said, I'm tired too. Lost my mama dead in the same year, so what, I'm frozen. Oh, it's gonna be hard for me. It's gonna get hard for you. Granddaddy told me, son, I'm gonna live through you. Do all you gotta do, but be all you gotta be. You gotta be the one to take care of family. My mama told me, son, I'm gonna die. They gave her 6 months, she only lived 5. But God got a way for me, so don't you cry. So long as I live, I'm gonna shoot for the sky, yeah, yeah. So much pain in my soul, it's so hard to let go. But the God that I know will never ever let me go. So much pain in my soul, it's so hard to let go. But the God that I know will never ever let me go. Now that my mama gone, I gotta be strong. I gotta live my life cause life is still going on. Take care of my family cause they depend on me. We gotta pray together, we build our family tree.
Now we down two, but it ain't over. Tears steady rolling, let it run over. Sometimes I get high, but I gotta stay sober.
I know my life ain't perfect, but I know it ain't over. My mama told me, son,
I'm gonna die.
They gave her 6 months,
she only lived five.
But God got a way for me, so don't you cry. So long as I live, I'm gonna shoot for the sky, yeah, yeah.
So much pain in my soul.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block, it's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
What's happening, what's happening, what's happening? Once again, man, it's your boy, the DJ Spit Summer. You are now tuned in to Street Monsters Radio, man. We have one of the most best people I ever met in life, man. Mr. Hayes, what's happening?
Oh man, I appreciate you, brother. Man, you too. You too. You're one of the best people I've ever met in my life,
and
I'm thankful that I get to know you.
Come on,
nah, bro, real.
Yo, bro.
You know, I'll be trying to throw spit game for no reason, bro. Your perseverance, man. You know what I'm saying. You make me want to do better.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you.
I needed a moment right there, though. You know, I needed a moment right there. So, Mr. Hayes, man, where you from, man?
Well, I'm originally from Winston-Salem. You know, I was born in Winston-Salem. But, as far as, me being raised to be the person that I am now, you know, all that happened in Asheville, North Carolina.
Ooh.
I'm a Carolina boy. I love my Carolina Tar Heels, my Carolina Panthers. I even like the Carolina Hurricanes. And now, I mean, watch hockey. But I just got you watching the documentary. The documentary on the first black hockey player, Willie Reed. Yeah, so, you know, I'm a Carolina boy.
So Duke or UNC?
UNC. Tar Heels all day, baby.
Come on, Blue Devils this way.
Hey, look, baby, look. We suck right now, but we going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what we want tonight. I was watching the game, but, you know.
Look,
it is what it is.
Definitely garbage right now, though. But, you coming from Winston-Salem, though, right? You coming from Winston-Salem,
yeah.
North Carolina, right? So
What
is the difference between Winston-Salem and Asheville?
Oh, man, dude. So Winston-Salem has a number one, they got an HBCU there, Historically Black College University. Winston-Salem State University Rams. And they used to have a homecoming. You know, me living there, I witnessed their homecoming. It's not A&T, which is they call the greatest homecoming on earth or whatever. But what I got to witness was blackness at its greatest, at black
mm-hmm.
people at their greatest, black businesses, black school, black marching band, black football team. I got to run on the football field with Timmy Newsome. We actually got to play with the Dallas Cowboys. There was a picture in our black newspaper, the Winston-Salem Chronicle. I got the march with the YMCA, you know what I'm saying? We had the YMCA, then we had the March 100s. We had, two wives that had two black majorette and drum corps, and it was different. Matter of fact, I remember when Hillcrest from Asheville came to Winston-Salem when I was still in Winston. This is one of the years that, because I was back and forth from 8 until I was 15, back and forth. 1 year I went with my mom in Winston, 1 year with my father in Asheville. And Asheville came down to Winston-Salem with their band, and I was playing with the Y, and we smoked them. We smoked him. Hillcrest came in playing through the doom.
So where's
another
Hillcrest?
One. Bites the
dust. Where's Hillcrest located? For those that don't know where Hillcrest
is. Oh, Hillcrest is in Asheville, North Carolina. Baby, it's called The Hill. It's his own little city. It's like one way in, one way out. It's in a circle. It's, man, it's, that's where I grew up. Hillcrest is where I grew up. I was born in Winston-Salem, but
hood,
I grew up
huh?
in Hillcrest.
So is that
it's
the hood?
Hood, yeah. But see, and it's not, no, it's a community. Well,
okay.
It, you know,
okay.
I think it still is. It was when I got there because, you know, a hood is just some shit that you don't own, that you don't take ownership of. A community is those who take ownership in that community and they invest in that community. At that time, we invested in that community and it already, you know, it was already established. But when my father established the Hillcrest High Step and Major Red and Drum Corps, then we saw what could happen. There was a 4-H club there. Black children was going to college. This was before the Cosby Show. My father had black children going to college, and I got to see the fruition of him planting that seed and then it growing into, like, the success that it was. And you got to understand, man, we got to travel everywhere. St. Louis, Washington, Chicago, Alabama, New Orleans. Man, we've been places, and that was because my father had a vision, and he wanted young people to see that you are greater than your surroundings. And that to me, that's why the UAI is my arts program. The Urban Arts Institute is my arts program. The Emotion program is my healing, is my health, wellness, and justice program. And I do both of them because I feel like I still feel that we are greater than our surroundings. We are.
With that being said right there, though, right? Like, what if, like, you are in the suburbs, though, right? Like, for example, like, you can be in the suburbs, though, and you can still be from the streets in a way, kind of, sort of. But for those people that's been there and, like really, like, their parents are, like, A1, you know? What I mean by A1 is, like, their parents have a good job. They went to college. They're in, like, a big house and everything like that, though. But at the end of the day, they don't feel that love from that parent, you know? So
exactly.
It's going to make them turn to the streets. So what would you say to the people? What would you say to the people that were Silver Spoon fed?
So with this is the crazy part. With the work that I do now, the trauma work that I do now, I have friends that only have rich white clients. And I get the opportunity to go tell my story from a poor black boy's perspective, like as a black man, but when I was a poor black boy's perspective, and compare it to their lives. The crazy part about it is, is that because they don't feel love with a silver spoon in their mouth, that means their father and their mother either work all the time. Most of them, one of their parents is alcoholic or they've already separated. And it's like they're trying to like make them feel love by throwing money at them. Money does not equate love.
Okay, so
money
does
not
equate
happiness.
What we're going to do right now, sorry to cut you off, but what we're going to do right now is we're going to bring somebody in from Kentucky. Hello, Kentucky, you on the line?
Yo, I'm here, man. What's happening?
So you've been listening to Mr. Hayes talk, though, right? So you're in Kentucky, correct?
Yeah, I'm in Kentucky.
What part of Kentucky?
I'm in Paducah, Kentucky, man. It's probably one of the smallest surrounding areas for Kentucky.
Okay. So would you listen to Mr. Hayes talk, though, right? What can you take off of Mr. Hayes talking right now, and what do you feel that you can use while he's talking, what do you feel like we can do in Paducah, Kentucky, what can we do in Paducah, Kentucky right now that Mr. Hayes is talking about?
Just outreach, man, just provide a positive outlook for people, not only for people, but for children, you know, just things of inspiration, you know, just let, you know, the people from this city know that even though it's small, that if you do have a dream or something that you want to accomplish, if you work hard and you stick to it, you know what I'm saying, you can do it, because not everybody is born with a silver spoon in their mouth. People are going to come from struggle. They're going to come from poverty. But as long as you stay focused and you put your mind to it, you can do what you accomplish.
That's right.
That's amazing.
I agree, brother. I agree. That is amazing.
So let me formally introduce you guys. Mr. Hayes, this is Icy Boy Rax. His name is Codell Copeland. He's from Paducah, Kentucky. And Icy Boy Rax, this is Mr. Hayes from Asheville, North Carolina. But actually,
yo, it's great to meet you, brother.
Man, nice to meet you too, brother. Nice to meet you too. I'm feeling what you're talking about and the movement that you got going. I support positivity 100%.
Hey, I tell you what, I want to give you a whole lot more information. So my number is 828-785-2228. If anybody listening and you want to hear about how we can really build on understanding how trauma has affected us and that we can really start doing for ourselves, please call me. Yo, my brother from Kentucky, please call me, man, so we can really talk, like, about how this thing can really, because I'll give you the whole blueprint on everything that we've been doing. I'll freely give what was freely given to me, my brother.
Yeah, so listen, I'm gonna cut y'all off right here. So Icy Boy Rax been like rocking with me for like a couple of years though. I'm gonna put you on the spotlight for a moment though. Icy Boy Rax been rocking with me since I started Spit Some. Icy Boy Rax been rocking with me for like about 6 to 7 years though. But the thing about it is, like, I wanted to learn how he can overcome his own trauma. You know, Icy Boy Rax, can you say something personal for the moment? You know, because I know your story though, but I'm not gonna sit up here and tell your story.
One of the things that he meant by me overcoming my own trauma is I was born with cerebral palsy. You know, I'm 28 years old. I've never walked a day in my life. I've, you know, been confined to a wheelchair the entire time I've been alive. And, you know, I do have times and days where, you know, it does get difficult and I get discouraged about it. But I do my best, you know, to keep a positive outlook and, you know, keep it pushing.
Amen.
Mr. Hayes?
What keeps you going through, brother? What keeps you going through?
I would definitely say my Mamba mentality, you know, just my music. You know, that's one of the biggest things for me that really helps me push is the fact that I'm a musician. I rap, I write, and I sing all my own music. So that kind of helps me fill the void of, you know, not being able to walk.
Amen. All right. Oh my God.
I personally feel that though, because I'm in a wheelchair now. Though I wasn't born in a wheelchair. You know, I'm gonna speak my personal life. I wasn't born in a wheelchair. I got shot in the drive by. I got shot in my back though. You know, so like I definitely respect where you're coming from, bro. And like, if I could give you my legs, you know, when I was able to walk, I'd definitely give it to you. You feel me? But at the end of the day, it's like, It's hard for us though, because we get looked at different in a way, you know, because we're in a wheelchair. People are like, oh, he can't do this, he can't do that though. But as a man, as a black man, you know, we still pushing,
uh-huh.
we still going through it though, because it's been plenty of times, like Icy Boy, it's been plenty of times where you wanted to put it on yourself, you feel me? But you ain't do it, and you're still here.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Most definitely.
But listen, what we're going to do right now, man, we got to get into this last song right here. This is Young M.A., Sober Thoughts. Stay on the line, y'all.
All right, I got you.
I saw you
in my habits, went distant on my attachments. I had to turn my presence to absence. Stuck in the cage, questioning the hours and days. Depressional phase, my tunnel vision starting to fade. I started to marry my thoughts, already engaged. Not knowing my next move had me going insane. Depending on alcohol to get me over the pain. Praying my habit don't ever have me turn to cocaine. I won't allow this temporary pain to turn to a stain. I want to live when my joy for life is stuck in the grave. God, I need you more than ever, I was hoping you came. So used to holding shit in, it's kinda hard to explain. Picasso, the best way to put it. Before you knew the meaning of it, you misunderstood it. Far from perfect, did a lot of shit I knew I shouldn't. Ducking my demons, but they coming like a moving bullet. Shit is crazy out here, it's like I love it and I hate it out here. Gotta be mentally stable out here. just to make it out here. Never slipping, every day I'm aware. If I ain't got it, I go get it, and I'll make it appear. Tough love, being assertive, that's the way that I care. When I'm distant and I ignore you, then to me you ain't there. When I erase you, that's when you worry. Replace your ass in a hurry. That's the truth, not a dead nigga, do not compare.
There's pain in me. Only watch the way I gotta keep faith.
That I fell off is people who wasn't supporting before the fame and the fortune. My fan base was already a forcing. I was selling out shows before the radio sources. Meaning the grind and independence what got me in it. Not a cosign or a mention, and this is not fiction. I'm feeling attention from motherfuckers that once was dick licking and pick flicking friendship, and this isn't no damn fool. I know the game, so it's cool. And when you play the game, play by the rules. Mama ain't raised no coon. I know the difference between loved and used. Life is just hugs and bruises, care and cruel. Puff desire, my heart puff fire. Ooh, don't inhale my fumes, I'm toxic. Caged in like zoos, boxing like boxing in the studio locked in. And you couldn't walk a block in my shoes. Not even my socks, shit. Came from the bottom, that's why I fuck with the top shit. I'm talking about that never, ever, ever in stock shit. I don't pop shit, I speak knowledge. Just call me a prophet. And if you pay attention, then you paying homage. Cheap jeans with paid pockets. This pound cake got these weight watches, weight watching. I ain't stopping like Hov said. Sit in front of the Bentley with the doors out like bowlegs. I hate a bitch with a fat ass and no legs. I love a bitch with some crack pussy and dope head. Broke bread with niggas, all I got was a thank you. And you got some other niggas out here saying they made you. The game trying to erase you. Got my foot on they necks. You disrespect the tech, I give you a facial. Apologies to my exes. And know this ain't my confession. Appreciate your time and investment, patience and effort. Having y'all was part of a blessing. Y'all all belong on the cover of Essence. No hard feelings, no love lost. No bad blood. Yeah, love is a bad drug, but better to have love than no love. I need a blunt, Corleone. Can you roll one? And smoke one.
Only pain in me. Only watch the way. I gotta keep faith in me. These niggas want me dead. I gotta stay strong. Stay strong. I've been fighting all my life.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block, it's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
What's happening, man? For those that don't know, man, this is DJ Switzerland. You are tuned in to Street Monsters Radio. You hear me? So we have Icy Boy Rex, and we have Icy Boy Rex is from Paducah, Kentucky. And we have Mr. Hayes, who is from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, by the way of Asheville, North Carolina. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to, like, leave, and I'm just going to let you guys talk right now, okay?
Yeah, was that, did you say it was Icy Boy Records?
Icy Boy Rex. Yeah, so
yeah,
what
Icy
I'm going to do
Rex.
Right now is I'm just going to let you guys come and say right now. I'm going to go offline so you guys can
okay.
come and say. Okay.
Nah, but for the people, like, really, Icy Boy, you know, I was just sharing with my man how the trauma, like, affected me at a young age. And then, you know, Icy Boy, I know he's younger than I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm an old head. And, you know, you were sharing your story, correct? Icy, can you hear me? Kentucky, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, go ahead, man. You know, tell them what, you know, let's talk about what we were sharing, because we was talking about how that trauma really hits, and you were sharing, you know,
well,
how your
yeah,
brothers.
All of the trauma that I've endured, you know, through my life with my brothers currently being in the penitentiary, you know what I'm saying, with watching my mom, you know, get up at 3 or 4 in the morning, you know, to go to a job just to make ends meet, to provide, to try to help take care of my younger brother and sister at home, and then still provide, you know, for my brothers in the penitentiary. You know, it's a struggle. You know, it's very difficult
to
deal with that. But all the pain that I've endured throughout my life, it's made me the person and the artist that I am today. You know, from the bad luck with women, you know what I'm saying, and just family issues in general. Like, that's the one thing that I really want people to understand about me is I come from a background of pain. You know, I come from a lot of hurt. I come from a lot of hurt, you know, a lot of negativity. But through all of that, I found a way to channel my emotions, which was through my music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead, because a lot of us come from trauma. But I want you to go ahead and finish your thing. Go ahead, brother.
But, you know, through all of that, through dealing with traumas throughout my life, whether it's been, you know, the cerebral palsy, my brothers losing a family member, all of that, I learned how to channel it into my music. And that's one of the main things that I want people to understand about me is I want you to know who I am through my music.
Yes, yes.
You said
something that really, you said something that struck a chord with me, because as you were saying, you know, what you were speaking about, you know, going through your traumas and how your mom's is doing that, your father was where, in and out of prison?
Yeah,
and how that affected you?
Yeah,
and that's the crazy. Go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, in and out of prison and out of perspective view, as you mentioned, you know, like sometimes he would pop up, sometimes he wouldn't.
Bruh, and it's the crazy part. This is why I say generational trauma. See, because of what I went through at a young age and didn't face it until I got older, that became me. And so my four older sons, you know, they've forgiven me now. We have a great relationship now. But prior to three years ago, I was in and out of prison 5 times, at the county jail 29 times. You see what I'm saying? In the county jail 29 times. But now God has blessed me God has blessed me that me and my older sons, our relationship has been reconciled. My first wife, she's forgiven me for what I was, for how I was, because I never dealt with my traumas. And I'm saying this because my wife now, Brandy, man, we have 3 beautiful children at home. She has an older daughter, and, you know, so we have 4 children at the home, and we are, you know, we're working our way through this, and I'm seeing this thing through a whole different lens now that I have to be here, but I didn't know this until I talked about and was aware that I've been traumatized. And us as black men, bruh, you can feel me on this. Kentucky, you can feel me on this. Us as black men, we got to start talking about the shit we go through so our younger generation won't go through the same thing.
Exactly. Breaking the generational curses. That's what
curses.
It's all about.
Yes, sir.
It's setting a platform and the foundation for the youth of today. It's all about that, all about making a difference. But the one thing I've learned about trauma throughout my life is it can do one of two things. It can either make you or break you. And that's
or it
a
can
personal
break you.
Choice.
And see, that's where resiliency comes in, because we all have the ability to bounce back. Resiliency is really just the good things outweigh the bad things. As much bad shit as you go through, as much bad shit that I've gone through, I can still find good things even through the badness. So that's some of the good things, and that's what resiliency is. Resiliency is bouncing back. That's why everybody always say black women are so resilient, because black women go through some shit. My mama, your mama, you know what I'm saying?
Black women are some of the strongest, you know, people on this earth. Like, women in general are, to me, they're some of the strongest creatures on this earth, because the things that they endure throughout their life, you know, as far as they breathe life into the world.
Yes.
They are the vessel that helps create life. You know, so I salute all, you know, the strong and the powerful women, and I'm learning as I'm getting older to really value and appreciate a woman, because they're a special gift.
Yes, my first wife and the mothers of my four older boys, they're black. My wife now, she's a white woman. But the crazy part is our stories are so similar. She's white, but she grew up poor. She grew up without her father. Her father, you know, lost his life early, and she grew up without him. But we still build from that. We've got to a point where we understand all those struggles, and now we work together to make sure our children don't have those same struggles. Just like you said, we got to do it for the youth.
Most definitely. Most definitely,
yeah.
Got to do it for the youth because they're the future. They're who people like me and, you know, people like you 10, 15 years from now, we may end up needing them for whatever reason it may be.
Yes, sir. Hey, Kentucky.
What's up? What's up?
Say your name again.
My name is Icy Boy Rax.
Icy Boy Wax.
Yeah, Rax, R-A-C-K-Z.
Hey, do you mind? I gave you my number. Do you mind giving me yours so we can stay in touch?
Listen though. So peep though, Icy Boy Rax. So I'm gonna go ahead and play one of your tracks, man.
Okay.
I will play the Massacre. I will play the Massacre though. You feel me? But right now we have Ready, Say Go or Money. Your choice.
Which one you said Ready, Set, Go, and you said Ready, Set, Go and the Massacre?
Ready, Set, Go and Money. Ready, Set, Go or Money. I will play the Massacre though, but like, come on, you know, like that's my set right there though. You feel me? Like as a DJ, like, that's my set. You feel me? Like that's my set though. You know what I mean?
Talk to me. You can go with Ready, Set, Go. You can go with Ready, Set, Go.
Ready,
I like
Set, Go.
That record.
All right. All right. So, for those that just now coming in, for those that just really listening, you hear me?
Come
this
on, baby.
This is your boy, did the DJ Spit Some. You are now tuned into Street Monsters Radio. We have Mr. Hayes. I always call him Mr. Hayes because that's one of my mentors right there. If it wasn't for him, I would have really lost it, you know? Like, I always check my Facebook post. Like, if it wasn't for Mr. Hayes, man, I would have lost it, though. He's the one that's really helping me overcome my trauma. But right now, we're going to do something really exclusive, okay? We're going to go ahead and get into this. Icy Boy Rax with Ready, Set, Go. I'll let us.
Dude, turn me up. I'm back in this bitch, man. It been a minute, but I'm finna come with some heat. Believe that. Check me. Look. My Chevy color white and red, call it Coca-Cola. Just got a call from my plug down there in Dakota. It's time to go to work, clock baggies and baking soda. Use coffee beans and Vaseline so they can't smell the odor. When they put cameras on my track, cause I know niggas lurking. So I keep my grass cut and stay aware of surface. And every day you know I'm leaning, but I'm never lacking. So the shoulder shit when they shoot sound like Call of Duty happen. Quit with that flex and you ain't really with the mafia. Icy gang my ENT and ain't nobody stopping us. With bands like the drumline, baggy gas niggas, I'm only gonna tell you one time. Keep the sneak this and the extra talking over that way. For niggas, figures skate around your crib like we at Cascades. I'm on a money mission trying to run me up some rackets just so I can blow it on a bitch. I'm at all back page. I'm playing, say somebody call up Duke, it's time to get it in. I just met a bitch who wanna fuck and said she got a twin. Pull up at the mansion in like 30, he gonna let us in. Tonight I'm fucking her, but I told him that he could smash a twin. So you know what time it is, bitch, it's time to shoot. Fuck them, then we swap, yeah, that's what you call a choo-choo. So then once we finish, y'all can bounce whole school. Disconnecting bitches like a speaker when it's Bluetooth. You wait at me in public, I act like I never knew you. Skipped you like an ad before a video on YouTube.
Dog-ass nigga on the search like I'm Blue's Clues. Smoking, blowing O's, now they all trying to hula.
Get your shit cropped, call me Icy Boy the farmer. Leave your bitch ass hot like a car with a seat warmer. She get an A for apple, but an F for her performance. Smoking purple petals, I just bought them from a florist. Last OG, I feel like I'm Tracy Morgan. Finally found my place of peace, I be lit when I'm recording. Gave them 2 for 3, now the hood say I'm Jordan. Keep a 45, set up a lick and fortune, now I'm foreign. All I smoke is loud, so my switch should be distorted. Catch a plane like a tourist, land in Texas by the morning.
Out of here.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
Icy
yo,
boy,
Rack.
Come on, baby. Icy boy, come
yo,
on, baby.
Rack.
Talk to him.
Yo, I'm here, man. I'm here. What's up?
Yo, Rack, that shit was sick, bruh.
man, thank
hey,
you.
Look.
I'm glad you feeling it, man.
No doubt, man. I love when Young Bucks doing their thing, man. But the crazy part about it is I just heard your backstory. So now I'm hearing this. I'm like, okay. So, look, I do this show called Hip Hop of Peace in Asheville, North Carolina. How would you feel about coming to the Carolinas to perform at the Hip Hop show, at the Hip Hop of Peace show?
Ah, man, I would love it. That'll be a dream come true. I would love it. Let's do it.
Icy Boy Rash, check this out. The show is going down this summer. Matter of fact, we're looking at really the spring, you know what I'm saying, before the summer hit. So I want you to put this down. I want everybody to hear this on Street Monsters Radio. Icy Boy Rax, you coming to perform at the Hip Hop for Peace show. We're going to take care of your ticket, your hotel room. We're going to give you the VIP treatment. We got the whole deal covered.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up. Let's get it.
You with
Let's
that?
With
you with that?
Yeah, I'm with that.
Icy
I'm
Boy.
With that.
Yo, Rax, check this out. I'm going to get your information. If anybody else don't listen to my man, DJ Spit Something, man, you bringing it like Rax bringing it, get in touch with Spit Something because he's going to be the music director for this. And we're going to make this thing pop, all right?
All right, let's do it.
Icy Boy, Rax, I like what you're doing, bro. I like where your story is at, and I definitely like what you're trying to do with the youth. Keep doing your thing, bro.
I appreciate it, and you know I got you.
That'll work. Spit Something. What's up, bruh?
Listen. I'm over here just blushing, though. You know, like I'm so proud. like I'm definitely proud. I'm definitely not of me, though. I'm proud of you guys, though. You feel me? And I'm proud that I have like the actual foundation to actually connect people like you guys. You feel me?
Yo, you're bringing it real. Keep doing your thing.
Y'all heard it first, man. Live on Street Monsters Radio by your boy Did the DJ Spitzen by the way of Michael Hayes. We have AC Boy Rax coming out to North Carolina. Full pay.
That's right.
So we're gonna make sure we turn up, man. But listen, this is the time that we have to look clock out though, you know. So y'all wanna give y'all last shout outs?
Hey Rax,
I
go ahead and go first, bruh.
I just want to give a shout out to everybody, man, to the whole Kentucky, to all of my supporters, to my manager, to DJ Spit Something himself, man, to you, Mr. Hayes, man. Thank you for listening to my story, man. And that's it.
Yo, my shout outs to my wife for listening to me talk this loud on the phone while our kids trying to go to sleep for school. Brand, I love you, baby. Big shout out to DJ Spit Something. If y'all don't know me and my man, we've been connected for a minute. He's doing big things. I'm so proud of you, bruh. Keep persevering, man. And you already know that you got some tools to handle everything you need to handle when it comes to the trauma and the shit to start fucking with your brain, because you are special, brother. You are destined for greatness. Rax, I can say the same thing for you. We're going to connect with this Hip Hop for Peace show like we've never done it before, because we're going to have gospel rappers, we're going to have street rappers, we're going to have my man Icy Boy Rax coming from Kentucky, and we're looking at a special guest coming as well. So, Kentucky, keep supporting my man Rax. Everybody else is listening, wherever you from, get in touch with my man, DJ Spit Something. Yo, Street Monsters Radio, you're doing your thing, man. I love it.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah, man. Big shout out.
Yo, listen, man. Like, I'm over here, like, sorry, like, I didn't, like, lost it for a moment, though. You know, because, man, listen, bro, like, it's nothing like actually coming from the streets, like, coming from down bottom, though, you know? And everybody can see your talent, but at the end of the day, you gotta find yourself, cuz, like, you gotta find your own talent, homie. Like, you gotta find out what you really gonna do in life. Sorry, I can curse on here. You gotta find out what the fuck you gonna do in life. Because at the end of the day, bro, like, we are us. You know, we are kings. I'm not going to say we are gods, you know, but we are kings, man. We are the people that's really going to help everybody else, man. But you got to help yourself before you help anybody else, man. I want to give a big shout out to, I'm sorry, I'm over here like in tears, like on a low low, you feel me? Like on a low low. But at the end of the day, man, like I just want to give a big shout out to Mr. Hayes, man, like one of the best mentors I ever had in my life. He's more so of a father figure in my life, you know, like I'm going to keep it all real, man. For those that don't know, I seen my father get murked at 11 in Baltimore, Maryland. You feel me? Like literally, boom, boom. I mean, but at the end of the day, man, I just gotta be thankful, man. Always, always, always look at your life, bro. Always look at your life, you know, and look at what you could do and what you can do. What you can do is change that shit right the fuck now and keep grinding, man. So what we're going to do, man, we're going to go ahead and end this show, man. We're going to take it to the West West. This is Mozzie. Hey, I'll let it.
About 4 in the morning. Got a trunk full of bags, yeah. We just riding around dirty trying to get the bag. You already know what time it is. YG, what up? Big Burn, Mozzie Talk, yeah.
20 pack in the trunk of the load. Kid strip trying to fuck with them hoes. On the corner selling nothing but dope. Love life, we was struggling though. Sentimental when it counted to four. You ain't never gave me nothing to hold. Freight trailer finna fuck up the road. Quarter million, you ain't done it before. Big Cuban link hugging the throat. Bernie nigga been 100 for show. Hey, debit card 100 or more. Made 100K in front of the stove. Count up the money and go. Another play for like 30 or something. She ain't worth like a birdie or something. Cali nigga where they murder for nothing. Yeah, still on the turf with the youngest. We pull up swerving the bucket. If they get behind us, you tuck it. If she bout some hoe and then run it. That nigga hate for nothing. I came up from nothing. Remember them days. Hey, kill all that rapping. I'm not with the fuckery. You can get hit with this K. Crack open that pack. This that shit you can only get from the bay. Wide car, 20 bricks in LA. How you bang, but ain't been to LA. Stitch lifting, I'ma keep it that way. I ain't freeze with a yank in my face. Yellow tape, should have seen how they did it. 40 shells really eat up your face.
Run up the play, but no, he don't play. Make him say, make him say, ay. Niggas know I'm on call. Get a homie a K. Told him, make him say, make him say, ay. Niggas love to hate. Rolls Royce two-tone, black and gray. Make him say, make him say, ay. When you elevate, they gon' start to separate. Make him say,
they love me still. The money coming, fuck 100 mil. I wanna build, they playing with my chicken shit. I want him kill. Fresh frozen work. We let the honey spill, and baby know the drill. She said she hate the way the rubber feel. I'm underground, the sound of the crowd, it give me chills. We really real, I used to rob and steal before the vacuum seal. 20 grand inside the candle, we export. I'm shaking canine all through the airport. Flood Atlanta, hit London with a box. They hit my OT knock, I'm just glad he didn't talk. We move different. Mozzie with me, got the tool with him. Hot shells, blood spilling out your new denim. I'm supposed to be low-key with all this jewels dripping. My crew many, huh? We got a few screws missing. I'm on a mission to keep pulling me back. Yeah, I'm married to the game and fell in love with the trap.
Run up the play, but no, he don't play. Make him say, make him say, ay. Niggas know I'm on call. Get a homie a K. Told him, make him say, make him say, ay. Niggas love to hate. Rolls Royce two-tone, black and gray. Make him say, make him say, ay. When you elevate, they gon' start to separate. Make him say,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
Bobby boy chillin', whippin' that exotic. I got it sippin' on that tonic. We smokin' that chronic. They know I'm iconic. It's kind of ironic. I'm running this, gunning this. We having fun in this bitch. Living my life, motherfucker, that on risk. Now they know the name, but just logic. I keep a G, cause I'm a good person. Giving my everything up in these verses. Smokin' that Goldilocks when it disperses. Stony by feeling it, burnin' be killin' it. We feelin' crazy, we feelin' brazy, we feelin' breezy. Run up in it, get up in it, and make it look easy. I'm gonna drop a shoe bigger than a Yeezy. Cause I'm fillin' my own shoes. Ain't nothing that I won't do.
Run up the play. No, he don't play. Make him say, make him say, ay. Niggas know I'm on call. Get a homie a K. Told him, make him say, make him say, ay. Niggas love to hate. Rolls Royce two-tone, black and gray.
Hey, listen, make sure y'all tune in Wednesday, man. Make sure y'all tune in Wednesday.
This is your boy, the DJ Spit Some, okay? We are live on Street Monsters Radio. But if you want to interview, if you want to get your music played, man, make sure you submit it to the official Spit Some Radio at gmail.com. That is spelled SPITSUMRADIO, man. I'm going to take the time out to thank Mr. Hayes for coming through, man. Thank, man, listen, man, I'm just going to go ahead and log out. You feel me? But at the end of the day, man, salute to everybody that's listening. Salute to the whole grind, man. But at the end of the day, never give up. Never in your life give up. This is your boy, the DJ Spit Son, and we are signing out. I'll let